Happy Saturday, folks. It's Reed Lance Rosenthal on the Right Side Radio. I think I have a really interesting show for you today, and I think I have a really interesting show for you next week. Next week, just as a quick little precursor, you know, I got in my little mailbag very few of these libs and progressives who track this show because they hate it and because they report to who knows who. Very few of them have the cojones to post anything on the website or in public. But I do get emails from time to time, and I got several after my show last week where I talked about if you had a crystal ball, would you elect a president that would take these steps? And I listed out, I don't know, 30, 40, 50 things that if you had a crystal ball and if you knew the guy you were going to vote for was going to do, would you vote for him? And of course, all those things have been actually done by our so-called Christian, self-proclaimed Christian president who has been to church in 9 months but celebrates Ramadan in the West Wing. What I have for you folks next week, and are my doubting Thomas progressive friends out there in radio land, is I'm going to have a complete expose on Barack Obama's links to support of using our tax money, of course, and shall we say subversive efforts to catapult into greater positions of authority the Muslim Brotherhood around the world and in the United States. And I'm going to have an expose, which I've done in the past, but this is in even more detail, and I'll have links to my past shows, so I won't repeat myself with people I've already acquainted you with who are deep Muslim moles in our government appointed by this president, and of course Valerie Jarrett, who is a Muslim and from Tehran, and his right-hand advisor. So, that should be a very interesting show next week, and we'll let all you little progressives out there scurry around and do your research on Google. And you know, somehow I just don't think I'll be getting any emails that disputes the facts. I never do. This show, however, folks, I must tell you, let me step back here a little bit, give you a little picture of this morning in Wyoming as I'm broadcasting for you. Those of you on AM and those of you who are going to hear this on the podcast, you know, it's one of those transition days. Those days where summer is blending into fall and fall has a little tinge of winter, and it's kind of a conglomeration. I love this kind of weather, actually, because it's a harbinger of the change of seasons, and I love the change of seasons. Don't know how anybody, sorry for you folks listening in Hawaii, can live where there's not four seasons. But you know, there's these misty tendrils of clouds floating through the canyons. Everything is kind of half overcast, half bright. It's been raining off and on all night. There's a cold, somewhat damp, but crystal clear clarity to the air that only fall brings. Scattered leaves on the patio, and about half the leaves yellow and half the leaves green. Unlike, I might add, further up on the mountain on the upper ranches where the leaves are either turned or down. 3,000 feet makes quite a difference. 3,000 feet in elevation. And you know, normally I would be ecstatic with a morning like this. The pivot's doing its very last circle right now. It's about, looking out the window here, maybe 300 yards from the east end of the field. It's going to be shut down for the winter. I mean, all sorts of things which portend the change of seasons. Antelope season starts October 5th. There's the distant echo of gunshots from time to time with the early cow season. I've heard bugling right behind the house the last four nights in a row. I think there were elk within 200 yards here the night before last. All this stuff, I love this stuff. Love it. Just love it. But you know, my mood this morning is kind of gloomy, despite all these terrific things. And it's gloomy because of what's going on in Syria, what's going on with Putin, it's what's going on with the economy, with the lying scoundrels we have in the government, with the folks who are not lying scoundrels but dumber than posts who are in the government, with the erosion of our rights. I mean, it's a whole bunch of things. I can't put my finger on one or the other. But I'm going to, and I'm not a gloomy person, trust me. I am as optimistic win-win as you can be. But, you know, it's a whole lot of things. And I guess it's the frustration. It's the frustration of that 40 or 45 or 47 or whatever percent it is of the population, the current population of America, including millions of people that over the last 20 years have been imported purposely or invited illegally, purposely, by various politicians to feather their nests, feather their pockets, and cement their political power. It is perplexing how somebody can actually think that what is going on in the Mideast is good for America, or good for the world, or good for the people in the Middle East. You know, we had the paradox of that terrible shooting in Oregon, which we still don't have all the facts on. We do know, I will tell you this, they have tracked down, this guy had very little social media presence, but he did have two contacts on MyLife. One was with the Irish Republican Army, rather violent group. The other was with a guy by the name of Muhammad. I'm not making this up. You go ahead and Google it. And Muhammad, if you go to his website, Muhammad is a jihadi. Now, whether or not this guy who asked people if they were Christians and then shot them in the head if they answered affirmatively was inspired by the jihadi, was inspired by Protestants hating Catholic, I don't know. I'm just giving you facts. Nonetheless, with people still fighting for their lives, the true extent of casualties not known, nothing known about the shooter nor his name, Barack Obama comes out yesterday, and in a transparent, to me at least, attempt to divert attention from his treasonous actions in the Mideast with Iran, Syria, Putin, you name it. And let me emphasize that word, treasonous. This is not stupid. This is not insane. This is not incompetent. It is on purpose, and it is treason. I'm seeing that word more and more. I saw three articles by fairly well-known folks this week. Never saw three articles using the word treason and Barack Obama plus other people in the same article ever. I saw my first one just a month ago. Hadn't seen one at all. Maybe the light bulbs are starting to blink out there, but then again, maybe they're not, because, you know, I heard a whole bunch of pundits. I'm going to come back to his gun control thing here in a moment. I heard a whole bunch of pundits talking about how Putin really can't be doing what he's doing because the sanctions have hurt him so much, and he's going to run out of money, and he's going to do this, and he's going to do that. You know, where do they get these talking heads? Would you tell me that? I mean, some of the media are dumber than some of the politicians. That's really saying something. Now, there are some brilliant people in the media too, and some people who do quite well in the media. Not brilliant, but quite well. But I will tell you, I'm getting really tired of media folks scratching their heads going, now, why would he do this? How can he make all these mistakes? Putin doesn't have the money. Barack doesn't, blah, blah, blah. You know, I'm going to tell you, before I get into the rest of this show, why Putin is doing what he's doing. And you know what? Yes, he will help Assad, and yes, he will expand his influence, and yes, you know, he will establish an air base in the Mideast first one since the 1970s. Yes, all that will happen. But there is a much, much bigger piece on the chessboard for Putin. Much bigger. And nobody's talking about it. I talked about it 3 months ago. This ties right in. Let me come back to that. The whole thing here, and by the way, that was the cat that's adopted me. Yes, the votes are in. I'm digressing all over the place, aren't I? The votes are in, and the votes are I get rid of the cat. Just to let you know, folks, overwhelming votes get rid of the cat. But the cat's still here. We'll just have to see how that turns out. I'm going to let you know why Putin is doing this. Really, the real reason Putin is making his move right now. But first, we're going to talk a little bit more about Obama coming out for gun control with his, you know, his guilt complex. You know, Barack Obama Jewish guilt. Look, number one, I'm sure they cheered at the White House when this occurred because, number one, it was something that got the media unfocused on his treasonous actions in Syria and elsewhere, and on the lousy economic news, which I'm going to be talking about today, too. And it's also something that gave him one of his pet peeves, because, you know, somebody who has a gun, you can't control as much as somebody who doesn't. It's just like somebody who has food, you can't control as much as somebody who's hungry. You can't control somebody who has water as much as somebody who's thirsty. Think about all the things the government tries to control. You know, the tangible things. Now think about what they mean to your life and think about what they mean about control of you. This is about control. This is not about gun safety. He couldn't care less about the people who got killed in Oregon. He couldn't name one of those victims. He doesn't even know how many victims at the time he talked. He may not even know now. This is all BS. This is all a ruse, as are 99% of the things you hear. The media feeds you. Most of the media feeds you. And the government conjures for your consumption. And that's how I'm going to end my show today. Because in the midst of all these thoughts, an article popped up, one of the, you know, 200 or 300 that I review each week. I might be light on that. And it's a guy, it's written by a guy by the name of Doug Casey, who's the founder of Casey Research. He's with the Stanbury Group, with whom sometimes I agree and sometimes I don't. And, you know, they're pretty good marketers. I mean, you hardly ever get a newsletter not trying to sell you something. But there are nuggets. And this article by Doug Casey, which is called The Deep State, I'm going to do something I almost never, ever, ever, ever do. Sometimes I quote from articles, short quotes. I am going to read you this entire article. It's going to take about 10 minutes. I'm going to do it at the end of the show, and you will find it, I'm quite sure, just as I did, absolutely riveting, absolutely fascinating, absolutely resonating, and I think it will put into words, in great summary form and very well written, exactly what we already know, what we know about the matrix in which we live. And I use that term specifically, the matrix, for those of you who've seen the movie. So, let's go back to Putin, shall we? Putin knows this. Putin knows that the way to really hurt the United States and to really better Russia is secondarily through military might. His military can't hold a candle even to our depleted military yet. It is through the demise of the dollar. If Putin can engineer or help engineer the demise of the dollar as a reserve currency of the world, he has effectively neutralized his greatest enemy. Yes, Romney was right. his greatest enemy, the United States, and promoted by a huge degree the economic success of his country, Russia. And he is 100% about Russia. Just like Barack Obama is 100% not about America. That's right, not 99%, folks. 100% not about America. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised to know if Barack Obama doesn't get compensation from other places. Who knows? That we might never find out. But Putin, by going into the Mideast, by forming this unholy alliance with Syria and Iran and Iraq, and who else will he bring into the fold? He will establish military power and presence, particularly backing Iran, which the Arab states are deathly afraid of. And the Arab states, the United Arab Emirates, Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, you name it, what do they produce, folks? We've been through this in my shows over the last 6 months. They produce oil. And do you remember the agreement that Kissinger made in the early 70s when we went off of gold? I've talked about this numerous times. I'm going to tie it all together for you now because it's happening. The agreement was with OPEC that they would buy all their oil, sell all their oil, do all their trading in United States dollars. That's what created the dollar as reserve currency of the world, and it was the final death knell for the English pound sterling. That's exactly how we kicked the British in the butt. In a way, we did in the 1970s what Russia is now doing to us. We said to the Arabs, look, we're going off the gold standard. Don't you worry, because we're going to protect you. American might, American military force is going to protect all you folks. And in return for that protection, since you don't have to spend virtually anything on defense, you're going to do all your transactions, particularly your oil-based transactions, in dollars. And since oil makes the world go round, even though the greenies don't like to admit it, and will for many, many, many years, the dollar became the reserve currency and kicked the British pound sterling in the pants down the road. Well, you know what Russia's doing? They're doing it a little bit more overtly. They don't have quite the finesse of Henry Kissinger. They are moving our army in there, and they are putting together an alliance of all those powers that the Arabs fear. And if you think the Arabs were scared before, with Iran on its way to a nuclear bomb, think about how petrified they are now with Iran getting $150 billion from Obama, with which they were build up their army and spread terrorism, backed by Russia, with Russian military bases in Syria, and anti-aircraft batteries, and jets, with air-to-air missiles, not air-to-surface missiles, air-to-air missiles. Now, you know, ISIS doesn't have planes. They don't have helicopters. So what are these Russian jets armed for? I guess they're armed for other jets and other aircraft, huh? And who has those? The other Arab states and the United States. This isn't really too hard to figure out. I mean, I don't think I have to be Napoleon here to figure out the battlefield. And then Russia's going to go to these Arab states if they haven't already, or the Arab states are going to go to Russia, and he's going to tell them, look, the United States, you know, they're old news. I got the military presence here. I got the allies here. I got Iran. We can kick your butts anytime we want, but I'll tell you what, we won't, as long as you do one thing. You no longer trade dollars for oil. You trade the Russian ruble, or you trade the Chinese yuan. Which, by the way, brings me to another important thing which nobody in the media has picked up. Did you know, and a Russian defense minister happened to spill the beans 3 days ago, got this on an underground channel, that there is a Chinese naval task force steaming into the Mediterranean and then into the Red Sea? And you know where they're going to dock? At Russia's naval station in Syria. And you know what this naval fleet includes? A Chinese aircraft carrier. They don't have a lot of them. This is a huge asset for the Chinese to deploy so far away. Now, I've already told you about the group. This is like 5, 6, 7 shows ago. Please listen to those archives. The group that Russia and China have put together with the alternative to the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank. They're starting their own bank in non-dollar currencies. And I've told you about the BRIC countries, which include Russia, China, India, whose avowed purpose, by the way, the BRIC countries, is to get rid of the U.S. dollar as a trading currency for the world. And now you have a Chinese fleet. I mean, this is really, I can't tell you how unusual this is. A Chinese fleet going to the Mideast and then docking at the Russian naval station. You know, it really is the perfect storm. And Barack Obama's loving every minute of it. Because it's reparations, it's retribution, and it's social justice, folks. And he's a traitor, straight out and out. So the bottom line is, you are seeing forces arrayed now which are going to hasten the demise of the dollar. And that is Putin's real plan. It's not to control ground. It's not to expand his military. It is an investment in replacing the dollar as the reserve currency of the world, and he has seen a way to hasten it. And he has 16 months to do it. That's all he has. He has a window. Remember when I told you, and I've told you several times over the last 4 or 5 months, the next 16 months may be the most dangerous in American history because of the despicable leadership that we have? Which brings me back to the gun control issue and Obama standing up there with his pompous, pious, lying attempt at instilling guilt in the American population to accomplish his own ideological ends and increase government control over the American people. Reparations, retribution, and social justice. In the course of that little speech, which he kind of grabbed out of his butt since he didn't know squat about what had happened 15 minutes before, he said, and I'm almost quoting, "Those states that have the strictest gun control laws have the lowest crime and murder rates." That's a paraphrase. And you know what? This guy can't even tell the truth about that. He lies like a rug. And everybody around him lies like a rug. And just about everybody in Washington, D.C. lies like a rug, which is going to bring me to the next little matter that we're going to talk about. Because as we all know, Detroit, Baltimore, L.A., Chicago, his own hometown of Chicago, run by his good buddy and former chief of staff, Rahm Emanuel, New York, have the strictest gun control laws anywhere. Washington, D.C. And guess which outfits have the highest murder rate, the highest crime rate, the highest violent using guns for the violence rates? Exactly those places. That's not a coincidence. And what he said was a flat, bald, bare lie. But what else is new? Remember, you can keep your doctor. Which brings me to the Republicans, because I'm throwing into this gloomy assessment the Republicans too. So, Boehner has resigned. You know what? Nice guy, good riddance. Huge disappointment. And now we have Mitch McConnell. Mitch McConnell, you know, I don't even like to look at the guy. I've never really liked him. I happen to think that the sudden reversal in the election fortunes, you know, it was like neck and neck with his Democratic counterpart, and suddenly he was ahead by 17 points, and the Democratic National Committee cut off funding to her. You got to understand, folks, I am very cynical when it comes to all this stuff. I think it's all the Matrix, which we're going to talk about at the end of the show. And I think a deal was made, I really do, between Obama and his administration and Mitch McConnell, which is, we're going to let you win down there in the Carolinas so you can continue to feather your nest, have your political pomp and circumstance and all your good stuff and be the majority leader, but you're going to support us, even though you could make it look to your base like, you know, you're not. And maybe that is like ultra cynical, but you know what? What else can explain it really? Funding Planned Parenthood after those tapes. I'm going to talk about them here in a moment too. You know, funding Obamacare, funding illegal amnesty. I mean, I can go all the, I'm not going to sit up here and sound like Ted Cruz. I'm just telling you, these are basic tenets of conservatism that these people have abandoned. You know, and Obama does play the government shutdown card, which they're deathly afraid of, adeptly. But you know what? As far as I'm concerned, shut the government down. In fact, shut it down permanently. How's that? Just shut her down. Let the military function. Let the very basic services function. And just shut down the EPA and shut down the education. Just shut it down. I think it's great. Dynamite. So we have to replace to replace the departing Mr. Boehner. We have a guy by the name of McCarthy, Kevin McCarthy. He's from California. Rapid rise in the Republican ranks. And you know, he was being interviewed on Hannity the other night. And in that interview, which I happened to catch, he said, well, you know, this Benghazi Select Committee, you know, nobody said Hillary Clinton could be taken down, but this committee has taken her down. And he said it, I'm being kind, because the way he said it, it was like the Benghazi Select Committee was intentionally formed to take Hillary Clinton down, and it really has, and therefore you can see that he's really conservative, and he's a great guy, and he should be the next Speaker of the House. It struck me at the moment he said it, how stupid, how incredibly dumb, how incredibly and unbelievably self-centered, egocentric that statement was. Because I've only heard one other in the last 5 years that is equally as stupid. Remember, stupid is different than lie. What Obama does is lie. He knows what the truth is. He knows what his agenda is. He'll lie to accomplish it. What I'm talking about is just stupid. And of course, the Democrats have jumped all over this and greatly undermined the Benghazi committee, which is very important, in which Trey Gowdy has done a great job of keeping apolitical, in other words, not political. And this guy brings down 2 years of hard work with one stupid sentence to feather his own nest. And he should be the next Speaker of the House? I really don't think so. I mean, I don't even care what his politics are anymore. Anybody that stupid should not even be in Congress. He shouldn't be allowed to drive. That's how stupid he is. The only other equally as stupid comment I've ever heard was from Mitch McConnell. And it was back in 2008, and I'm sure you're going to hear it again in the upcoming election cycle, when he said, well, we'll do whatever we have to do, because my first mission is to get Barack Obama out of power. Really. You know, that tainted. I heard that 1,000 times on Democratic airwaves and liberal blogs and magazines. Everything that he tried to do from there on was tainted by the fact that it was about getting Obama. Not about the country, not about the good or bad or indifference of the particular thing, that the particular matter that happened to be at hand, but about getting Obama. You couldn't come up with a more stupid comment, except for the one McCarthy just made. Okay, so you have my opinion on those two gentlemen, and on what the Republicans have been doing is just unfathomable. Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood. You know, this is part of the this is all part of the matrix, folks. This is like this web that's spun out there for your consumption that most people believe that has nothing to do with reality. Zero. Zero.